Commentator Joe Leconte views the court ruling on gay marriages as a part of a disturbing trend that he says is subverting democracy.
Founding Father James Madison wrote that when arrogant judges, rather than interpreting the law, begin to act like lawmakers, they embody the very definition of tyranny. I wonder if this is what he had in mind. Yesterday's court ruling in Hawaii, voiding the state's prohibitions against same-sex marriage, was the first ruling in American history allowing homosexual unions. Last week, a federal judge blocked enforcement of California's anti-affirmative action law, an initiative passed by a majority of the state's voters. Earlier this year, the Second and Ninth Circuit courts ruled that New York and Washington State may not prohibit physician-assisted suicide. And the Supreme Court struck down a Colorado law preventing homosexuals from receiving special minority status. In these and other cases, judges claim that fundamental rights are involved. The right to receive benefits based on race or sexual preference, for example, or the right to commit suicide, or to have an abortion. It's becoming painfully clear, however, that the fundamental right to decide what qualifies as a fundamental right must not be left to the courts. There are at least two reasons for this. When the courts routinely overturn the laws hammered out democratically in the states, they end the democratic conversation. If you don't like a state law, you can change it through the ballot box. But if a state or federal court ruling violates your conscience, you have no refuge but the Supreme Court. Judicial activism is bad for democracy because it encourages either apathy or extremism. It creates cynics, not citizens. A second problem with judges who legislate is that they weaken the role of the religious community. Think about it. Gay marriages, doctor-assisted suicide, abortion, all are profoundly moral questions. Historically, it's been America's moral communities, her churches and synagogues, that have helped tackle our toughest social issues. People of faith, because of their transcendent commitment to both freedom and responsibility, bring a vital perspective to moral questions. They represent not merely the interests of the isolated individual, but the individual before God and in community with others. But the modern court, obsessed with finding new fundamental rights, seems unconcerned with either. If this trend continues, then this democracy's best days may be behind us.
Joe Leconte, deputy editor of Policy Review, a Journal of American Citizenship published by the Heritage Foundation.